Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
It's a 1-2 punch to the Lakeshore's solar plexus. On the heels of last week's bankruptcy of Lamar Construction, with 180 workers losing their jobs, comes word that the mammoth plant on Holland's north side will close by the end of September, sending another 65 workers onto the unemployment line. An official of parent company Nortec said that custom heating and cooling components made at the Holland Avenue facility will go to a Mexican complex in a production consolidation move. Bill McQuan is with the Ottawa County, Michigan Works Office and said that the closing of Lamar hit a little bit harder than the mammoth situation in more ways than one.
We heard about it through the media. Yeah, that's which is unusual in these kind of large closures. We're usually contacted by the business, our agency or a state agency is contacted, and we will set up an event with the management of the company for the workers, usually prior to the layoff. So this and that, none of that happened in this event.
And so to a certain extent there, Bill, you guys had to basically do it alone, or did one of the trade unions who said they were going to step in and help them out work with you on that?
Well, we've had a trade association. ABC has, we're kind of doing it in partnership with them. And they're interested in getting their membership, some of these workers. So this is kind of a common, the workers are going to come in and kind of hear what we normally deliver as an agency, and they'll also have a representative from the unemployment agency to answer questions about that process. But then there will also be about 30 employers there, which makes this a little bit of a different type event in these situations. And it's, like I said, right now it's just targeted to the Lamar workers. So, yes, normally this is not the process we would follow in this size of a layoff, but this seems to be the best way it worked this time.
Bill, do you get a sense that perhaps this is not going to be so bad in terms of Lamar, because all we're hearing is the fact that the construction industry is looking for skilled workers, and here's 180 being plopped right into their laps?
Yeah, that is that was the other reason this was kind of a big surprise to us, because it was not really it was not like the indicators in the economy is that the commercial construction industry is doing very well right now, and they are looking for workers. So we're pretty optimistic that a lot of these workers are going to get back to work pretty soon.
Yeah, it would be nice. What about the mammoth situation? That seems to be more of a gradual thing, isn't it?
That's a gradual layoff. That company did reach out to us, and the process worked that we normally use worked for them. And we've met with those workers. We've helped them get connected to other local employers. They are also what's called trade certified through the NAFTA laws, which means that those workers, during their job search period, their unemployed period, they'll get some additional benefits for being trade certified. They may get help with, changing careers and going to schooling and those kinds of things.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice for them, Bill. The other thing, too, and I need to ask you, you're on the front lines in terms of getting a pulse on this thing. It seems like this is a 1-2 punch that Mammoth may have been in a gradual thing, but the way that the local economy has been, companies leaving, companies going up and out, just is not normal right now along the Lakeshore. Or am I wrong in that?
No, you're not wrong. No, I'm typically the person at our agency that works on these larger layoffs, and these two in a row are very unusual for the last couple of years. Last couple of years, since we really climbed out of the recession a couple of years ago, we haven't had these large layoffs.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, the old cliche, things go in threes. Do we have to worry about a third?
Well, we actually had another company also within the last few months up in the Grand Haven area, R.A. Miller, who also had a fairly large layoff. And like I said, a lot of times this stuff just happens under the radar. The company doesn't necessarily publicize that they're making a large layoff, but they contact us as an agency to try to get the workers some assistance.
Local economic leaders such as Jennifer Owens of Lakeshore Advantage say that these closings fly in the face of the region's growth in a conversation that included MLive and WHTC WYVN broadcaster Greg Chandler.
You know, it absolutely does come as a surprise, but I think that to keep in mind that these are, I believe, very isolated incidents and not a sign of the overall health of our economy. You know, Ottawa County as a whole has the second lowest unemployment rate in the entire state of Michigan, and we have so many employers that are doing very well, hiring, looking for qualified talent. So I think the kind of cloud, you know, around these two companies is really unique to their experiences.
Yeah, unique, and you touched upon that, Jennifer, because unlike maybe closures that's happened in the past because the overall economy was bad, these were two certain different situations. One was struggling with a bankruptcy situation that apparently has gone on for a number of years, was under, you know, an iceberg type situation. The other, parent company decided to consolidate and move everything over to Mexico. You really can't, it's kind of hard to stop something like that.
Yeah, but I think it's key in all of this is that we, as a community in Lakeshore Advantage, be very close to our companies and spend time not only at the local level, but also at the headquarters level. Unfortunately, as we see more and more, maybe it is fortunate, actually, more and more companies are being acquired, merged together, and headquarter locations aren't always going to be here in Ottawa County. Part of my job is going out externally and really maintaining those relationships with out-of-state companies. In fact, I'm headed to Colorado to do just that next week to spend some time with two of our firms that have really great locations here in the Lakeshore but aren't headquartered here to make sure that we have that line of communication on both sides.
There was a local company before Holland Township Board last night getting approved for our tax abatement. There's a number of companies that are expanding their businesses, but it's not the, you know, the 100 or 200 or 300 job required, but it's 5, 10, 15 new jobs being created, but it's still important to the economy, correct, for those smaller companies to continue to build?
Absolutely, and, you know, really smaller businesses and companies is where we're seeing a lot of growth. And we'll continue to spend a lot of our focus on as well. We spend time individually with over 200 companies in our region one-on-one. And many of those are, you know, 5-10 person employers. You know, companies like Herman, Miller, Hayworth, Dontex, they started out small and look where they are today. So we have to maintain that focus with those smaller firms as well.
Now, my question to you, Jennifer, is this. When these stories come out, Lamar's story has gotten, you know, a lot of pub in the region. The situation with Mammoth is a little bit different, perhaps, and it hasn't really blossomed in the publicity side. Do you have to fight against the old cliche, perception is reality, and sort of try to convince people, hey, these are isolated, and it's not what we really are? Because when these stories come out saying, oh, no, here we go again, but as you say, reality is far different. It's almost like he's trying to play firefighter in that regard.
Yeah, and I, you know, one of my frustrations is I wish the small growth that we see from, you know, we have over 30 companies who have expanded in the last, you know, 3 months that make it a very small article about their expansion could be just as significant as, you know, the closures of recent companies. My hope would be that those kind of opportunities get as much press and publicity, but I understand that, you know, these are families that are impacted by these closures, and this is very important. One of the things I wanted to bring to light that with Lamar is that we are co-hosting with Michigan Works a job fair for Lamar employees on Monday at Hudsonville High School from 9 to 12. We have over nearly 30 companies who have signed up within a week's time. to be there to potentially hire those future Lamar employees. So if you think of how quick that demand was, I mean, my phone was blowing up with people trying to figure out a way to get connected to the skilled professionals at Lamar. So I think that the silver lining is that these workers will absolutely find opportunities. We've got companies lining up to try to figure out their resumes, and I would encourage anyone who's impacted on either of these closures to really get in touch with Michigan Works, who can be an absolute resource for them to help them through this transition.
And one thing I talked to Bill over at Michigan Works is the fact that with the Lamar situation, and you touched upon it as well, Jennifer, the construction industry is looking for skilled workers. Here's 180 just dropped right into their laps.
Absolutely, and all the construction companies I talk to are desperate for talent. So, if there is any happiness around this, it's to meet their needs and to be able to find new employment opportunities for those employees. So I'm fairly confident the majority of them will absolutely land on their feet very quickly.
That's Jennifer Owens of Lakeshore Advantage. Earlier you heard from Bill McGuan of the Ottawa County, Michigan Works Office. The two agencies will get together to hold an exclusive job fair for the laid-off Lamar construction workers tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. through 12 p.m. at Hudsonville High School. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for joining me. And listen again next week at this time for more Perspectives.